Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a long road trip out to Vermont this last weekend. What did you learn about your team and their character?
Well, thanks, Kelly. Yeah, it was a long trip, but I thought our perseverance came through, our character. Obviously it was a long day. We know it was a long day Thursday. You're going into an opposing team's rink where it's their home opener, their season opener, and I thought we handled all that very, very well. I thought we just focused on ourselves and playing our game. And I thought particularly Friday night we did an excellent job of that and really controlled the game. I know the score was only 2-1, but boy, I felt pretty confident, pretty comfortable that entire game, just how we played.
Your team's off to a great start, going undefeated in the first four games. Now you got WCHA action this weekend. What things did you notice out of those first four games that you hope your team continues to do or needs to work on?
Well, I like the way we're playing just overall. I just like the structure of our game, both offensively and defensively. I've really been happy with our puck possession in terms of how much we've had the puck and just making smart decisions with it. There are definitely some areas we can clean up and do a better job of, particularly in our zone. And that was really the focus this week, because we know Duluth's going to be the best team we've seen so far. They got some very, very talented players. They're probably the best player we've seen yet in Bicklick, that, in terms of a player that can create offense by herself. And it's just the ante is higher. It's a conference game. But we're going to need to do a very, very good job defensively. We got to tighten up, particularly people away from the puck. Got to have our head on a swivel. Got to have active sticks. Our team's looking forward to this challenge because they know Duluth's a good team. They know it's a conference game, and we're looking forward to getting started.
Last time out was a playoff game. Obviously, that was a whole different playoff series. It was on the road. This time, it's just regular season games, but they're under the helm of a new coach. What are you expecting out of the Bulldogs?
Well, I expect a really, really good team to be in here playing us. She does a great job. Just looking at the video, they certainly gave Boston College, currently ranked number 2 in the country, they gave them everything they could certainly want. I mean, it was 4-1 Friday and 4-2 with an empty net on Saturday, and they battled them. I mean, they skated with them. They look to be a team on tape, very, very skilled, their top two lines in particular. They definitely have a couple defense that are very good with the puck and can skate. And Black, as we know, is a very, very good goalie. So, again, they're going to be a very well coached team. They're going to be a team. I realize it's their third consecutive road trip. However, it's also their conference opener, and we all know how valuable points are. And they have veterans on their team. They realize how valuable these points are. So it's going to be a very tough game.
Like I mentioned, the last time out was playoffs. Your team, all the scoring that came in those three playoff games, your scoring is back. How much confidence does that give you going up against a team like Duluth?
Well, you're always going to rely on your leadership, Kelly, and we have tremendous leaders, and we have a lot of young ladies who have played a lot of hockey and in some really key games, and certainly the success they had, particularly last year in the playoffs, hopefully gives them confidence going into games like tonight. Certainly gives us confidence. We know it doesn't automatically mean that things are going to go well. I mean, you got to go out and play. Hockey's a game where you can everything go your way, but you can't account for the other team's goalie. There's puck luck, things like that. But again, if we go out and play hard, work hard, play together, we're going to have a chance. And I've said this, and I'll keep saying it: as long as we do that, we're always going to have a chance. And that's as a coach, that's all we can ask.
I know you mentioned defense already. Even Abilich and Alexis Trace last year had such great chemistry. They return again as a pair. Now you've got Madison Hutchinson and another freshman, Melissa Hunt, and they've already shown great chemistry. It's nice to have that solid chemistry on defense, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a comfort level for them that they're playing with the same partner, and they get to learn each other's tendencies, and they get to learn how each other reacts in situations. There's things happen awful quick. You don't have a lot of time to think. You just have to react. And when you're playing together with the same partner over and over, you're going to know instinctively what they're going to do and where to be. And certainly Missy's an outstanding young player, but she's going to have her ups and downs. I mean, it's a challenging league, and for a freshman to come in and play in this league as a defenseman, it's certainly a challenge. But as we saw last year, AJ certainly handled it well. I've liked Missy's game. I think she's doing an outstanding job. And Lisa Lady, although hasn't been in as often, has looked just as strong, and she'll be in again tonight with Carly, and we feel good about that tandem. You know they're both right-handers, but Lisa tends to like playing on an offside, so it's been a good fit.
Last Saturday night, Brittany Mowat recorded her 11th shutout. She's just been a wall for this hockey team, but Duluth also got some great goaltending in Kayla Black. Do you think this is going to be a weekend where it's going to be tough to score?
Well, you know, in the past, it certainly has been for both teams because they're both outstanding goalies. But, we feel real good about our goalie. You know, we know Britt's, she seems to play her best in big games. And, Black is, we've had some success against her, and there's been other nights where we couldn't get anything by her. So we just want to go out and play hard tonight. We need to take her eyes away as much as we can. We need to make her uncomfortable. We need to create chaos. And if we can do those things, that's certainly going to help us.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
Well, that's part of it. Just, again, making Black's, just making her uncomfortable in the net as much as we can. And what I mean by that is just having people go hard to the net all the time, go hard to the blue paint, play to the whistle, try to take her eyes away as much as we can. The other part, we need to be real good with the puck. We have to limit our turnovers. We need to be very good in our zone in terms of having our head on a swivel, picking up people away from the puck. We just want to go out and play good, solid, hard hockey and play 20 minutes at a time. And if we do that, Kelly, we're going to have an opportunity.
Coach, good luck tonight, and go get those Bulldogs.
Thank you very much.